12. In Matthew chapter 12, I want to begin reading at verse 33. This sums up the sins of the tongue. Remember, I started that last week, sins of the tongue. Matthew 12, 33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now that's a phrase that is often quoted. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Father in heaven, give us clarity of understanding and give us the power of application, that your word may truly live in us, for it is a living word. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. This particular song that we just sang, Is Thy Heart Right with God? Is there no more condemnation for sin? Is thy heart right with God? Does Jesus rule in the temple within? Is thy heart right with God? Hast thou dominion over self and over sin? Is thy heart right with God? Over all evil without and within? Is thy heart right with God? Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it, the heart, are the issues of life. Others may have an influence on us, but our life is lived out of our heart. Other things we see and hear may have an influence on us, but our life is lived out of our heart. That's why God said, keep thy heart with all diligence. This is not a light matter. Pay special attention to it with all diligence. Because out of the heart are the issues of life. All of the things of life that we deal with, be it vocational, be it financial, be it emotional, be it educational, be it interpersonal with other people, makes no difference. Out of it, out of the heart, are all of the issues of life. And that's one of the reasons that God wrote in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Well, I didn't mean those things. Yes, we did.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. We did. We wouldn't have said them.
That's right.
I shouldn't have meant those things. But we don't say that, do we?
No.
We know when we said something wrong, and we know it's wrong, and we may regret having said it, but we can't say, I didn't mean those things. God's word says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Last week I introduced this idea of sins of the tongue. And I pointed out that the term gossip is not in the Bible. The concept of what gossip is, that is in the Bible. Okay? And we'll be looking at terms that are in the Bible that are involved when a person gossips. But the actual term gossip is not in the Bible, but gossiping is condemned. Terms that are in the Bible are talebearer, slander, evil whispering, backbiting, and busybody. Now, I'll be looking at many verses, and I know most of you can follow them, turn to them when I state them and find them. But if anybody has difficulty doing that, just have a paper and pen handy and jot the reference down and look it up later, because you'll miss even the hearing of the verse by the time you find it and I move on to another one. And so that's just a suggestion for you. The first term we're going to look at tonight is talebearers. Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. And verse 13. A talebearer revealeth secrets. Now, a lot of words you can't define by simply turning them around, okay? Talebearer, however, is one that you can. It's somebody who bears tales. They tell things. They may be true, they may not be true. They may be partially true. The issue with talebearing isn't if it's true. A talebearer, talebearing should not be done, even if it is true. Proverbs 11:13, a talebearer revealeth secrets. Somebody who's a talebearer, they can't wait to see somebody that they have that kind of a relationship with so that they can tell them about it. You see, they reveal, you won't believe what I heard.
Yes.
Now, this is something I want you to pray for.
Yes.
I wouldn't be saying this except we need to be praying for this. Now, it's true. The thing likely needs to be prayed for. But we aren't through with the verse, are we? A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit, a person that's of a faithful spirit, faithful to friends, faithful to his church, faithful to the Lord,
amen.
He that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. You see, a talebearer does the opposite. They reveal things. But a person that's of a faithful spirit, they conceal the matter. It may be absolutely true. Conceal it. Don't tell it. Don't tell it to even your bestest of best friends. Why, if they are such a good friend of yours, why would you want to corrupt their heart and mind with this stuff?
Yeah.
If you really care for them, you won't want to pollute their mind or their heart with something. That's especially true if it's a falsehood. But even if it's true, makes no difference. The issue isn't truth or falseness. The issue is that it should be concealed. Hide it. You conceal something, you don't let it be known.
Amen.
Well, they're going to get away with something. Oh, you're greater than God? See, we want to step into the place of God. We want to take the role of God, and we're going to bring judgment on these people. We're going to take care of this matter. Apparently, God isn't taking care of it. So we'll reveal it and blow it out in the open. No. Faithful friends, faithful spirit conceals a matter. Chapter 17, Book of Proverbs. Proverbs 17 and verse 9. He that covereth a transgression seeketh, what's the word there? Tell me. Love. He that covereth a transgression. All right, so now this is something wrong. They've transgressed. But he that covers transgression seeks love. But he that repeateth a matter, you know what they do? If you're looking at the same verse I am, they separate friends. I don't know what happened. They used to be such good friends. They hardly do anything anymore with each other. Well, somebody ran their mouth. That's how it works. And let me tell you something. Where did God put this advice? He put it in the Bible.
Come on.
And where is the Bible used most? Right here in churches.
Come on. Oh, yes. Right.
He wrote this to Christians. Now, this is good advice for unsaved too. But he wrote this to his people. He that covereth a transgression. Boy, I really love them. Not if you don't conceal a matter. Not if you don't cover a matter. He that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. Every one of us, if we stop and think, we can look back over the years of our life and find where this came into play in between people that we knew, we're aware of, sometimes family members. Because like I say, these things are true even for unbelievers. So you come a family where they aren't all born again and Christians, and that's all right. The same thing happens. It's a shame when it happens amongst Christians. Of any place it ought not to happen is amongst Christians. But it does. And you know why it does? Because the heart's not right with God. You see? That's why God told us, keep thy heart with all diligence. Why? Because out of it are the issues that will separate friends. We can say we love somebody all we want, and it amounts to nothing if we don't practice what the Bible says is so, as evidences of love. Yeah. Chapter 18, same book, Proverbs chapter 18. Look at verse 7. A fool's mouth is his destruction. Well, it doesn't seem that way when he's running it. Doesn't seem that way when he's standing up so cocky and got the attention of everybody else and running his mouth. But the Bible says a fool's mouth is his destruction and his lips are the snare of his soul. Now that may not come in 2 weeks, 2 years, or even 22 years. But you mark it down, it'll come. He'll get caught. He'll run his mouth. He'll get himself in trouble. And then he's going to want to look at somebody else to blame. Because a person with the kind of character that will run their mouth isn't going to accept responsibility.
That's right.
The words of a tale bearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Belly is used because that's where the sea of feelings was understood to be, you know. And I go, oh man, that's awful. I got a sick feeling in my stomach, and I don't mean the flu.
That's exactly right. Yes,
okay,
sir.
And it's just, emotions are often connected to there. And the tale bearer makes wounds that go down deep. Down deep. It takes a long time to outlive words thoughtlessly spoken.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen.
Okay. And by God's grace, it can happen. But what this says here about the wounds going deep is so true. Years can go by, but that wound is there.
Right.
Still remembered. It still comes up.
Yes, sir.
And then what we need to do is just cover it with the blood. Cover it with the blood. Satan would bring it up to accuse us. You know, he's called the accuser of the brethren. He'd bring it up to accuse us, and he'd defeat us with it. But we can put it by God's grace under the forgiving power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And if we don't do that, those deep wounds will fester. Will fester. You've had that happen already, haven't you? Had a big gash somewhere on your body. I illustrate with the arm, a deep gash. And you probably should have gone to the emergency room. But like I, when I fell off a stool at the library and gouged my right shin bone, sort of felt silly that I'd have fallen off the stool. So who wants to admit? And so, well, I think I can just clean that out. And I'm a big believer in alcohol, rubbing alcohol. Rubbing alcohol, okay. And so I just, you know, take a bottle and pour it in. Yeah, it hurts, but only for a while. It'll stop, okay. And you squeeze it to get any dirt out, and you work it, wounds that are deep, they'll fester. And it looks like they're healing. Oh, that's looking good. Oh. And then you see out of the one corner, ooh, there's a little bit of oozing there. Well, you know what a point of oozing is for, don't you? To squeeze. So you get in there and you squeeze it. You want to get everything out. You know it shouldn't be there. More alcohol. Okay. If I was in the old Western days, I'd use whiskey on it. But I'm here rubbing alcohol. 97% isopropyl, whatever. And that's how it is with the talebearer's wounds. They go deep. And they look like they've healed over. And then something happens, something said, and oh, there in the corner, there's a little bit of reaction to that. Like oozing on a wound. A little bit of reaction. And what's it there for? Well, just like with a wound on the body to squeeze. So some people see that and they play on that. And they'll make trouble out of that. The wounds of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Last reference here is chapter 26. Chapter 26 and verse 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Now that is profound. Huh? I mean, anybody can understand that. That's why God used it. So where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. whether it's between two friends, between two families, whether it's between this half of the church and that half of the church, doesn't matter what it is, but there's strife. And if you take the talebearer out of the picture, the strife's going to end. Doesn't mean everything's going to be wonderful and hunky-dory, but now we can do some healing, because the talebearer that causes deep wounds is taken out. And now we can get some real healing. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. Well, that's as far as we got tonight. We only have slander, evil whispering, backbiting, and busybody to go over. Yeah, we're almost done.
Pastor, can I say this?
Yes.
Folks, now you need to listen. What you heard tonight is the wisdom that allowed this man to have a church with 150 people coming every Sunday for year after year after year. Hundreds of thousands of dollars running through that, all different personalities. You listen to some of the wisdom that made it work. But if I could criticize you, I'd say this. You made it look too easy.
Yeah.
And we won't go any further than that.
All right, let's go to prayer groups.